Huh. Okay. We seem to be... Yeah, we seem to be live here. Man, let me turn this off. So, yeah, it's 46 minutes past the hour, so... So I might as well get the archive going here. Oh, well, it's using up like 1.65 gigs of RAM. So, oh yeah, do you know there's a RAM shortage? Yeah, I have to talk about that later on in the show. Yeah, I looked at the price of the 64. I bought like 64 gigs of RAM, and then I was satisfied that it was enough to run Windows 11. But I ordered another 65 gigs of RAM because I could afford it. Now the same 64 gigs of RAM, $550. I could not afford it at this point. So anyway, let me turn on the archive here. Let me test it. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let's try it again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. Okay, so, yeah, let's oh, wait, we need to get this thing going here. Play URL. So I think we pretty much established that. We have an interesting show tonight. We need to have like new Christmas music. This week. What do we have? I don't really like Christmas music. But anyway, yeah, we're doing this. So, yeah, let's get mix going here. It's 48 minutes past the hour. So, price should get things going. To bookmarks. There's a Jeff Geerling blog post on it. So, anyway, I'm going to enable live broadcasting on air, so that's good. So now all I need to do is get a parody going here. Podcast. Oh! I need to get like the Peter St. Ives podcast. I'll do that during the course of the show. So, anyway, mute tab. Peter St. Ives. Stuff. play. Yeah, I guess we'll play Yes Parody. That's pretty good. Break yourself, you always do get up, feeling like you're somewhat broken. Make yourself feel somewhat better now, after caffeine you feel awoken. Chant again, chant for an hour now, if you have the urge to do it. Watch Doctor Who, watch a whole season's worth, watch it later on. Owner of a broken lair, owner of a broken lair, much better than owner of a broken pie, owner of a broken lair. Say that it hurts to move now, we've heard that one before. Go and find another doctor and maybe will know what ails you. Take vinegar, though it may break you soon, and it will make you feel just like food. You could drink beer, you might not like the taste, it might even make you sick. Owner of a broken lair, owner of a broken lair, much better than an owner of a broken pie.
Booze, pot, or blow. a very Merry Christmas. You know Bruce Taylor is queer. Bruce may hit on you now. That's something that I fear. And so this is Ringo, and also the Count, and Bruce's boyfriend Bright. Bruce will drain his bank account. And so happy Christmas, and Uncle Irving too. This year was a dumpster fire, and nothing but poo. A very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Bruce may go down on you now, because he is so queer. And so this is Ringo. Read from Gate Magazine. Bruce likes Justin Bieber.
Bieber, baby!
Makes him cream his jeans. And so happy Christmas, and a happy new year. Enjoy your new lockdown. And Bruce Taylor is so queer. A very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Bruce is imaginary, and he is quite weird. Ringo's over if you want it. Frank is over if you want it. Ringo's over if you want it. The year is over if you want it.
It's Christmas in a bear market, and this really sucks. The crops are down, so is retail, except Dollar Tree seems to be up. It's Christmas in a bear market, the Fed is raising interest rates. The future is unpredictable, I assure you, it's not great. Experts predict a recession. Tesla stock is cratering. Who knows, we might see a depression. That's the outlook I am favoring. It's Christmas in a bear market. Time to make money by selling short. And in a flash, we'll make some cash by selling dick pics of Leo LaBorte. Inflation seems to be rampant. The price of gas is reaching new highs. It's getting harder to save money, and it pays to economize. It's Christmas in a bear market. time to deal with empty shells. If we name names, we could fix the blame, but I suspect it is ourselves. It's Christmas in a bear market. Major firms declaring bankruptcy. They're going broke. It is no joke. They're in the red, it's plain to see. It's Christmas in a bear market. The S has hit the fan. I'll have some beer. Bruce Taylor is queer. I'll cope as best I can. I'll have some beer. Bruce Taylor is queer. I'll cope as best I can.
It's just past 7. Blair started his show. I have the Blair cast on my stereo. But who is calling? I would like to know. Now we have Sandy on the telephone. We have Sandy on the telephone. She says she wants to speak with Elaine. Just dealing with her can be a real pain. I really think that she must be insane. Oh, she's gonna call again. Oh, she's gonna call again. Oh, she's gonna call again. And we have Sandy on the telephone. We have Sandy on the telephone. Now she's blocking caller ID. But Blair is not fooled that easily. She's like a mental home escapee. Now we have Sandy on the telephone. She threw away food, the damage is done. Now she says she's gonna get a gun. Dealing with her surely isn't much fun. Oh, she can't control herself. Oh, she can't control herself. Oh, she can't control herself. And we have Sandy on the telephone. She's coming over again. Oh, she's coming over again. Oh, she's coming over again. Oh, it's coming over again. Oh, it's happening again.
Dedicated in the memory of Brad Clark.
Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Nick, so now we have, like, what is this, like, we have, look at the calendar. We have, two shows until Christmas. Queasness. Have a messy Queasness. So anyway, I think what I'll do, so we'll get the schedule. What I think I'll do next week is have our annual Christmas at the Patty. I'll do like sides 1 and 2 of this classic EP in the fourth hour of the show. And then next week I'll have like sides 3 and 4. So that'll be cool. And also, I'll have the top 25 of 2025 in the next, the half hour show is going to be like Christmas at the Patty. Then the next half hour will be like top 25 of 2025. So yeah, we have to get through that. I'm formalizing my top 25 of 2025 is pretty good. Although there's no outstanding, a feel good song of the year. There's some good material though. So anyway, I've been getting through like Commodore the Final Years. I'm almost done with it, and now I'm up to the part where Commodore is in his death spiral. They made the decision in 19. So they had this this CEO, Mehdi Ali, who was not much good at anything. He didn't know engineering. He didn't know how to run a company, but he knew finance. So he knew how to cut costs. So this is like one of the areas where they made a fatal mistake. He's looking in the early 90s. He's looking around to the rest of the world. He sees rather than spend money in the United States for labor, which is expensive, you can avail yourself of cheap labor in foreign countries. So he decides he's gonna get rid of the manufacturing in the United States. So basically, in Westchester, Pennsylvania, they went from having like 200 employees to having 50 employees, the next week, to having 10 employees the week after that, having no employees. And 2 weeks after that, the assembly line was disassembled. And then that area went over to being like just warehouse space. But no, there were other facilities that they could use for manufacturing. For example, they had a facility in Hong Kong. But Mehdi Ali decided the lease was from Hong Kong was up in 1997. The Chi-Coms were going to take over. And they could seize Commodore's factory, so he decides that he's gonna move the facility to the Philippines. Well, the Philippines. I mean, this is an example. Like China, maybe maybe communist. But they at least have a stable regime. The Philippines, although they overthrew Marcos in 86 and went back to democratic rule, they were corrupt. And they had a communist insurgency in, I think there was the last country in Southeast Asia to have a communist insurgency. And not only that, but, like, in 1991, Mount Pinatubo erupted, and so there was a delay of 6 months. And, so I was thinking about this. Might there be insurance for, companies that are facing the possibility that the government might seize the factories? I think there probably would. Because, I mean, you see, like, Red China, there is a danger that it might seize your factory, but Red China is also capitalist. And they realize that if they seize the factories, they will win. There will be a temporary victory. And they'll starve to death after that. So they probably won't seize your factory, but they are commies. So they might seize it. So, you know, there's a certain risk. And you should be able to pay for that risk. So anyway, what do we have on the agenda for tonight? Let's see. Here we go. This week, Pipe Bomb BS Restream, Songs About Los Angeles, This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, Feature Artist Procol Harum Part 7, which is the seventh and final part, and then, well, the Top 25 of 2025, Part 2, all that and more in this week's The Next Show. But right now, I think we should introduce the show. So, cue the intro here.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
I almost forgot. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. Oh, wow. Mini Dill says, post, Joe Walsh revealed the surprising way he ended up learning Morse code as a kid. That's all I did. While discussing rare ham radio equipment for an auction, a Hammerland HQ-145C ham shortwave radio receiver, Walsh 78 recalled how it helped him become interested in learning Morse code. Yes, and that's the interesting thing about Joe Walsh. He runs for vice president every 4 years as a joke, and he's also a licensed ham. So anyway, you can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man, open up, I think the cops
Dave's
coming.
Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was heaven's problem, adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six, give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
Some sailor, some a soldier to a sailor. Goose step mama, oh yeah. Goose step assemble. From the hands and knees that tremble. Two-step mama. Oh, yeah. Two-step mama.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, that was the Toms and Fake Christmas. Let me find this. Released as a single in 2016, but that was from the compilation 21st Century. Oh wait, that was released in 2015. So how could it have been released in 2016? Yeah, I think that was released in 2015. Anyway, before that we heard Pavlov's Dog and Trafalgar from Third, released in 1977. That was interesting, because, like I said, that, like, the one crack of love shot that I got from, like, my deep dive into progressive rock was I really like Pavlov's Dog, but, and yet, wouldn't you know it, we had a member of Pavlov's Dog dying recently. This is from DignityMemorial.com. Sarah Surkamp, 72, of St. Louis, died peacefully on November 25th, closing a remarkable life marked by artistry, resilience, and compassion. An extraordinary artist and a brilliant businesswoman, Sarah lived with a creative fire that shaped everything she touched. Her musicianship was fearless and honest, and her vision as a professional was sharp and unwavering. She navigated her life and career with the same courage that defined her private battle behind the scenes. Sarah Surkamp, a member of Pavlov's Dog, singer, dead at the age of 72. Before that, we were Shoes, and Overnight Sensation, cover version of Raspberry's song. From Play On, a Raspberry tribute, released earlier this year. We heard Van Halen and Man on a Mission from For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, released in 1991. And we started things off with The Ruddles and Goose Step Mama from their self-titled debut album, released in 1978. So that pretty much does it for the opening set of music. By the way, if you want to join us, oh, here we go. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHH.us, channel #. There's an interesting article here. So I think I mentioned it during the opening. I built the computer that I have as the media computer for this show on a budget. The budget was $1,000, and that was enough to allocate. I got like a decent processor, not especially fast. It's an AMD Ryzen 9 5900X 12 core processor. Got a decent. I got, like, a solid-state drive. I think it was, like, two terabytes. I got a no-name for that, but it's still, like, got that. And a decent magnetic hard drive for the rest of my data. But then I got 64 gigs of RAM for $95, and I was satisfied that I could run Windows 11 on that with 64 gigs of RAM. But I had a budget, so I bought another 64 gigs of RAM. So I looked up what it costs now. $550. I could not afford this computer right now, given the expense of the RAM. So basically, right now, if you're like having a more... So the idea is that the AI data centers, AI data centers, have bid up the cost of RAM. That's why RAM is this expensive. Now, the upside of this is that it's a bubble. Eventually it will burst, and then this RAM will be flowing back onto the market for cheap. But until then, you're left with not building any computers at this point. Or if you do, you're probably like cannibalizing old computers for them. It kind of sucks. But anyway, it's 30 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the This Day in Music, a.k.a. number sixes. Wrong. We got the next show. Next show, 12-9. Yeah, there we go. We probably should get to the This Day in Music before we fall too far behind, a.k.a. number six's unimpressive time machine. So let me cue the intro here.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
And, so we have... here we go. Why not? Let's think what we used to play here. So today is the birthday of Sarah Allen, best known for her work with the duo Hall & Oates, born December 9th, 1954. So she's 71 years old today. So this is one of the songs that she wrote. So anyway, here's Daryl Hall and John Oates, Maneater. You know, I'm more familiar with this song than one would know. But anyway, here it is.
Matter with the beauty is there, but a beast is in the heart. The time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Hey, am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She said it's like a sex that brings me. There were horse, he said, I'm like a boy.
Yes. That was Green Day and Basket Case from Dookie, released in 1994. That was from the Japanese edition. But anyway, that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Frank Wright, drummer of Green Day, replaced the former the band's former drummer John Kiffmeyer in 1990. Yeah, born December 9th, 1972, so he's 53 years old today. Before that, we heard Alice Cooper and I'm 18 from Love It to Death, released in 1970. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Dennis Dunaway, the original bass guitarist with the Alice Cooper Band, who co-wrote some of the band's most notable songs, including I'm 18 and School's Out. Born December 9th, 1946, so he's 79 years old today. That's pretty old. We heard Billy Joel and We Didn't Start the Fire from Stormfront. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the day that, here we go. Billy Joel started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with We Need to Start the Fire. His lyrics are made up from a brief allusion to 100 headline events between 1949 and 1989 when the song was released on this album, Stormfront. We heard The Cream and I Feel Free from Fresh Cream, released in 1966. And that's currently the fact that supergroup Cream released their debut studio album, Fresh Cream, in the UK, and they also released their second single, I Feel Free, on the same day. So that was 59 years ago today. We heard the Bonzo Dog Band and I'm the Urban Spaceman from A Dog's Life, the album's 1967 to 1972, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Neil Innes, born December 9th, 1944. He won't be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died on December 29th, 2019, age 75. We heard the OJs and Love Train from the Essential OJs. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of American R&B vocalist Sam Strain, who scored the member of the OJs, who scored the 1973 U.S. number one, number nine single, and UK number nine single, Love Train. He's also a member of Little Anthony and the Imperials, by the way. We started things off with Daryl Hall Notes and Man Eater from H2O, released in 1982. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Sarah Allen. She wrote, True Jermaine, the Jewel's hit singles, occurring Private Eyes, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, and Man Eater, which we heard. The song Sarah Smiles, Hall Notes' first American hit, was about Sarah Allen. I did not know that. But anyway, 7 minutes past the hour. I'll probably get to the top of the IRGs before I fall too far behind. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, where we place the O with a zero for playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be up there for a day or so. I'm pretty good at updating them in the morning. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show, featuring theme time, songs about Los Angeles, and the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
the next show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey, Skyscanners. This is Clay from Alabama. Been real busy and still lots to do, but I think it's been a good year, and things are surely getting better. Happy holidays to you all. Looking forward to a great 2013.
Getting so much better all the time.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today. Unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room or wherever you happen to be right now. This is Radio Free New Jersey.
Happy Holidays!
Hey everybody out there in Dish Nuts Land, it's Byron Lee, host of The Fun Zone and The Talk Zone. Happy Holidays from our radio family to yours.
Merry Christmas!
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
This is Blair Alper, host of Life, the Universe, and Everything. Well, it's finally December 2012, and the lady and I will be spending our Christmas waiting for the Mayan gods to return, and hopefully we won't have to deal with a 2013.
Christmas.
my pants. Get more pants out of the pants drawer. Christmas Eve will find me rocking out toothpicks as I plug my knob to the J. Crew catalog. 'Cause the video store closed at 6.
I've been home for Christmas, knocking back some booze. Coconut mega California cake, and I'm breaking my decor.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
As the 1960s progressed, progressive rock became ever more fashionable. And in the wake of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, the album became the statement. D-Ram, Decca's alternative imprint, still released chart-making singles, but the long player was its playground. The Moody Blues demonstrated what could be achieved with their 1967 masterwork, Days of Future Past.
Standing on a golf course, dressed in PVC.
Signing to Decca at the turn of the 70s, Caravan epitomised the whimsical qualities of what was to become known as prog. Their In the Land of Grey and Pink album contained the fan favourite Golf Girl.
You can buy one, full right to the brim.
D-Ram offshoot Nova went even further out. It only released 22 albums, all of which are now highly collectible. Camel, formed by the ex-Them keyboard player Peter Bardens, were one of the last groups from the golden age of prog. Their 1975 Snow Goose album, based on Paul Gallico's novel, remains a perennial favourite.
Theme time on the next show.
So anyway, another thing is what I noticed, like SUNY AI, they now, like, I tried to generate a song about this at the Commodore CD TV, and it only gave me, like, a preview, like, you know, a one-minute preview. And all the other songs are they also, they you had to pay, like, now it's behind a paywall, so I can't access it anymore. That sucks. So anyway, this week we're doing songs about Los Angeles. And so this is interesting because like, unlike last week, when we had not that many songs about San Diego, there's a lot of songs about Los Angeles. So I decided to find the definitive song about Los Angeles, and this is what I came up with. This is what they play when Dodgers win a game.
And all the people dress like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged. You and me. Imperial Highway, the big man sitting at my side. That ain't a wind blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the wind, put down the top. Crank up the beat for us, baby. Don't let the music stop. We're going to ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side.
Turns me on, find my key and sing me a song, honey, take my blues away. Hey, mama, get in my pajama, gonna chase my blues away. Hey, mama, get in my pajama, honey, take my blues away.
Yeah.
Now she can't make the mountain move, she can't make the
does is cool, and she can't make a good man out of a fool, but she makes me anyway. Singing, Hilly mama, get in my pajama, come chase my blues away. Hilly mammy, get in my jacket and chase my blues away. In a southern farmer, she's so jive, such a charmer, she takes my blues away. Tell her mama, get in my pajamas, gonna chase my blues away. Tell her mama, get in my pajamas, gonna chase my blues away.
Hit I don't ever wanna feel
I think we've covered the essential songs about Los Angeles. I don't know if you agree with me that or not, but I think I did. That was Red Hot Chili Peppers and Under the Bridge from Blood Sugar Sex Magic, released in 1991. Before that, we were Billy Idol. And his cover version of The Doors, L.A. Woman. L.A. Woman! From Charmed Life. Released in 1990. We heard Arlo Guthrie and... I remember... Oh, this is a Los Angeles song! Coming into Los Angeles... Coming into Los Angeles. Bringing in a couple... anyway, that's from... Alice's Restaurant, 5th Anniversary Massacre. That's not the version that I remember hearing on the radio as a youth. But it's a different version of the song. And maybe I should find the version that I heard on the radio. But anyway, that was from Alice's Restaurant, 50th Anniversary Massacre, released in 2016. We heard Sheryl Crow and All I Want to Do from Tuesday Night Music Club, released in 1993. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with Quincy Jones and Orchestra and Ellie Is My Lady from My Way, the Best Of compilation. Before that, we heard Jim Stafford and L.A. Mama from his self-titled debut album, released in 1974. And we started things off with Randy Newman and I Love L.A. from the compilation Guilty, 30 Years of Randy Newman. That was it. By the way, if you want to join us in the RCG, join us today. Oh, here we go. Brian says, a few months ago, when picking up groceries, I asked a 19-year-old guy who brought them out, how's it going? I said, I can't complain. So, of course, I say, but sometimes I still do. I went right over his head. Bloody generation gap. I said, I repaired the Starfish on my music computer. U-turn is working fine now. I should probably do that before each show. A joke for my brother. What is the difference between Christmas and regular alphabets? The Christmas one has Noel. Got a new set of time reference monitors for my DAW rig. Adam Audio D3V, and he has a link to it. Click on the link. It's like a compact, speaker for audio files. That's basically what it is. Oh, here we go. Another link. Here we go. Two-pack, quarter-inch, 2XLR cable, heavy-duty nylon braided gold-plated plug, balanced quarter-inch TRS to XLR mail patch cable, quarter-inch, 6.35mm to 3-pin XLR mail microphone cable, 6.6 feet, 1547, not bad. It's 49 minutes, yeah, so probably should move on to the next segment of the show before we're too far behind. This New Music Express will do that.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And first, I have to find the playlist here. Here it is. This week we have new music from Kruging Bin, Depeche Mode, Melody's Echo Chamber, The Legal Matters, amongst other things. But right now, we're going to play a song by Kruging Bin. This is from The Universe Smiles Upon You 2. At least on Friday, believe it or not. Anyway, New Music Express on the next show.
I'm orphans and the world's disasters. I'm heading for the open sky. I see the beauty as the leaves start falling. Follow the light toward the voices calling. I'm going where the angels fly.
The wonderful angelic voice of Mr. Martin Elgar. And of course, the wonderful Mr. Peter Gordino. And over here we have Mr. Christian Eigner.
And could live in this photograph. Just take it in on our behalf.
The music queued up here. So I have the music, but now I have it. Okay. That's good. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, that was the Legal Matters. And right there. Yeah, I'm gonna try to take it through here. And that was the Legal Matters, and Everybody Knows releases a single on Big Stir Records on Friday, believe it or not. Before that, we heard Depeche Mode and Soul With Me from Memento Mori, Mexico City. A live album released, believe it or not, on Friday. And we start things off with Crew Angbin and Balls and Pins 2 from The Universe Smiles Upon You 2, rather coincidentally, released on Friday. oh, here we go. Maybe they plug the ticket. It does look computer rendered. So how do you find these things? Could be. Brian Nash's Kurt's mental tone on. The analog bounce inputs are in the back are quarter inch. So it's trying to figure out like the metric to inches conversion. Let's see, can we do this here? Inches to centimeter, which is basically not that far from inches to millimeters. Because here we go. Point 25. Oh, 6.35 millimeters. So 1.25 is 3.75 millimeters. So close to 3.5 millimeters, I guess. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Place the O is 0 for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number 2 of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number 3 featuring Funnel Fish and also our feature artist, Procol Harum. We'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Oh my god,
RFD. Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
It's that time of year to find hope and cheer. Hi, this is Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, a.k.a. Radio Dude. From the studios of Radio Free Dishnuts and WTND LP Macomb, from our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Are we rolling?
Yep. You're ready. Here we go.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. This is Danny Mac from the world-famous Danny Mac Rant, and I'd like to wish you and yours a safe and festive holiday season.
And so would I, Arthur Ralph, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for 2015.
That's right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at the Danny Mac Rant.
A new MIT study says AI can already replace 1 in 8 work hours and growing fast. Is it the end of work and not in a good way? The study is based on their so-called iceberg index that maps out 32,000 skills across 923 occupations and match it to AI capabilities. Helpfully, they break jobs into minutes, not lump sum, to reflect what percent of a given job can be automated. Using this, they figure that while we're seeing about 2% of jobs currently affected by AI and monthly job losses, 6 times that, so almost 12% of job minutes, can be replaced by AI today. That represents roughly $1.2 trillion in wages. The worst hit are IT, finance, healthcare administration, which is a shockingly big employer, and professional services, so think accounting, HR, call centers, and data entry. These collectively make up nearly 1 in 4 jobs in the U.S. and almost half of white-collar jobs. Now, to say 12% of minutes can be replaced does not mean they will be replaced, at least not today, because the company has to restructure workflows and skills to integrate the AI, while the hallucination problem of the AI means it's still not ready for prime time when real money or real reputation is at stake. Still, the writing is on the wall, and it's most likely to hit the young. Because finding workers is very hard, the rule of thumb in business is it costs 6 months' salary to recruit, onboard, and train a new worker, meaning most companies will fire people They just won't hire new people. It is a problem if you just graduated college with no experience and a degree in psychology. So just last month, Amazon said they're slashing new hires by 600,000, instead making do with the people they've already got and allowing gradual attrition to shrink the workforce. That new worker effect is already hitting. A recent Stanford report looked at the most exposed AI jobs, including clerical back office, administrative support, call centers, and middle skill tech. It found that experienced workers are not being cut, but new hires are being hit with a 13% decline in employment, which is recession-level hiring. So as next, brought to you by iTrust Capital, AI is advancing much faster than expected. Measured by business applications by training, compute, or context length, capabilities are growing 10 times per year. Both hallucination and costs, pennies per token, are improving by double per year, as in half the hallucination, half the cost, every year. While human workers are not budging, not least because of our dysfunctional education system. So current workers with experience still have a runway, since it will take a couple years for companies to redesign around AI. But for young workers, it's about to hit the fan, a fan that blows their $150,000 psych degrees like confetti. So if you're young or if you have kids, consider jobs that are least vulnerable to AI. So skilled trades, construction and maintenance, medicine, nursing, physical therapy, or services from childcare counselors and content creators to chefs, designers, and yes, bartenders. And the smoke clears, experienced workers still have a couple years. Young workers who pivot will be fine. The ones in the middle, in their expensive degrees, will get crushed. Read the rest with charts and all the gory details at profsandunknowns.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the 6 of 1 show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
Bells are ringing. Are you listening in the lane? Snow's glistening. It's a beautiful sight. Happy and bright. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. In his place is a new bird. Greeting the song as we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we will build a snowman. And we'll dress him like Parson Brown. Should he ask, are you married? I'll say no, man. But I'm trying to talk my baby. So thrilling, but your nose is gonna get a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Like a circus clown. We'll have a lot of fun with the snowman. Till the kids come, I try to knock him down. Knock him down. Knock him down. Hey, kids, why you wanna knock a snowman down? Well, later on, by the fire, in the warm, we'll conspire. So unafraid about the plans we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
walking in a winter wonderland.
I don't think that's I believe, Father Christmas. I think that, it's more like this.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir, and the peal of a bell on that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story. Till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him in his disguise.
Yes. That was a weird set of music. That was Slade and Merry Christmas, Everybody. From the that was released in 1973. But that was from the compilation, Now That's What I Call Christmas. And then we heard Greg, the late Greg Lake, and I Believe in Father Christmas. Recorded, I think, in the late 70s, but that was from the 2017 remaster. I released a single in 2020, I think. Yeah. And then we heard something else, which all I know is that it wasn't Greg Lake and I Believe in Father Christmas. It's something else. So anybody who wants to identify that song, I'd be interested to know what song that is. And we started things off with Nick Lowe and Los Straight Jackets and Winter Wonderland, their cover version of that. That was from the single Winter Wonderland, Back With Let It Snow, released in 2020. But anyway, that's that set of music. You can join us in the IRC at gamebird.eaterblaze.us, channel pound skyscanner. There you go. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for playlists and show archives. So, now we're at the part of the show where we have fun with fish. But I think I was going to originally play two songs. But, we're going to fall too far behind if I play two songs, and we're only going to play one. Sadly enough. So anyway, let me cue the intro for Fun with Fish. When will live broadcasting connections register? Error with connection. Lost connection to streaming server. Okay, let's see if we can get it going again. Ah, there we go. That should work. Yeah, let's cue the intro here. If I can find it. Here. And now it's time for some fun with fish on the next show. So this week we're doing a track from recorded live at the Sphere in Las Vegas, April 20th, 420. April 20th, 2024. The name of the song is called Steam. Very fun with fish on the next show.
Solitary flower standing in the snow, and the wolves all make below, and you're walking on the ledge, throwing red crust off the edge, as you sing in a voice so clear, and my name I think I hear, concealed within the theme, then it disappears as steam. Standing far below, watching bulls you seem to know, as your voice still carries on,
in your never-ending song. My blood begins to boil, bones melt into oil, hissing liquid in the snow as my body melts below. Then the ripple sends a beam of sunlight dancing through the sea. Soul has direction I control. To your tower I draw near, but do I see a trace of fear? The approaching sound of hooves now scatters all the wolves. You briefly watch the horses ride, and you quickly run aside. The rider's web is clean, and the horse's nostrils see. As I see, he holds your prison's only key. He glances up and glares, then he starts to climb the stairs. I can tell you're terrified, so I quickly go inside. Then I hear a fateful scream as your soul joins mine. As
That was Fun with Fish. One to three songs from America's favorite jam band. At least now that the Grateful Dead have broken up. That was Steam, set one, The Spear in Las Vegas, April 20th, 2024. From the album Live at the Spear, Las Vegas, Nevada, 420. So, yeah, it was an interesting set of music. Let me see. Okay, here we go. So, anyway, so I was looking at the IRC here. You can find the. Let's see. Yeah, here you go. B. Music. Save. So, like. What's the thing here? See, oh yeah, here we go. Gen Z is not doing so well. Walmart has been working on robot grocery stockers, but it's not there just yet. For now, stocking groceries is still a pretty safe, recession-proof gig. So, and this is interesting because my nephew recently. Where is it? I put in the music directory. Oh, here you go. Not yet. Download. Download. Stupid. Download. There it is. Download complete, show in folder. Here it is. So my nephew graduated law school, and he has, for the last few months, he's had a clerkship working for a judge in Passaic County, and he's saying, well, that's not my life. Working for a Living by Huey Lewis in the News. And he's only been working for about a month. He's not been working for like 30 years like I have. But anyway, so let's play a song. Huey Lewis in the News. Working for a Living.
every night. Grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling gold, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living, right? Working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Yes, Huey Lewis in the News and Working for a Living off of Picture This. Released on Chrysalis Records in 1982. So anyways, 50 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the feature artist segment before I fall too far behind. So anyway, no, it's kind of interesting. I'll tell you a story about that after I cue the intro here.
And now, the feature artist segment. On the next show.
Yes, this week we're doing Procol Harum. It's interesting because I was listening to Viva La Mock, and he said that he had a request for a Procol Harum. So he just play something about Procol Harum. So he went and he went to the record library and looked in like the vinyl albums, and he looked in under P. There was nothing there. But he found the Procol Harum albums, like, unfiled, and he found, like, about, like, five or six Procol Harum albums, and one of them was Exotic Birds and Fruit, and he played, Nothing But the Truth, I think it was. Let me see. Yeah, Nothing But the Truth by Procol Harum, and it's just, now, kind of interesting, because that's like a song. It's not like one of their more popular songs, but it was kind of interesting because he's doing like a deep dive into Procol Harum, which kind of what we're doing here. So anyway, this is from 2003, and their album The Well's on Fire. Here's Procol Harum and the VIP Room.